This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence has confirmed that the United States will broaden its European travel ban, adding the United Kingdom and Ireland to its list. The Vice President said at the White House Americans and green card holders would not be subject to the ban, but would face screening when they got home.
Again, Americans in the U.K. or Ireland can come home. Legal residents can come home, but as the Secretary will detail, they will be funneled through specific airports and processed.
The ban will take effect at 4 hours universal time on Tuesday. Earlier this week, the U.S. announced a 30-day ban on flights from the 26-nation Schengen area, the European Union's border-free travel zone that does not include Britain or Ireland. The White House is now conducting temperature checks on anyone who is in close contact with President Donald Trump and Vice President Mike Pence. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
The White House says the move is being taken out of an abundance of caution. President Trump has had multiple direct and indirect contacts with people who have tested positive for COVID-19. Last weekend at his private club in Florida, the president spent time with at least three people. Brazil's chargé d'affaires, who sat at Trump's dinner table, as well as a top aide to Brazil's president. Republican officials say the third person attended a fundraiser with Trump last Sunday. For most people, the new coronavirus causes only mild or moderate symptoms, such as fever and cough, but for some it can cause severe illness, such as pneumonia. Ben Thomas, Washington.
French Prime Minister Edouard Philippe said his country will shut most shops, restaurants, and entertainment facilities from midnight Saturday as part of measures to contain the spread of the new coronavirus. He told a news conference that exceptions to the shop ban would include food stores, pharmacies, and gas stations. This